وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بأخي وحبيبي عمر حفظك الله ورعاك. My dear brother, basically you're asking about how we could be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, with which way, what is the great means for us to show our thanks to our Lord. The answer, my dear brother, the summary of the answer, these are three great ways and means you're supposed to practice it to show you're thankful to Allah, as that you are thankful to your Lord. And you do it together. You do it together. The first thing through your heart. The second thing through your tongue. The third thing through your actions. What's meaning of you be thankful to Allah Azza through your heart? The answer is, for you, you must realize and understand that specific benefit and others. It's a mercy from Allah Ta'ala. It's a rahmah from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not just because you are a hard worker. It's not just because you deserve it. It's not just because you are a good man. It's not just because you are generous with people. It's not because of your deeds. It's a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you have this kind of understanding in your heart, it means if this ni'mah been taken back from you, or this ni'mah been changed to be something else, or suddenly you drop in a kind of disaster or hardship on or in any kind of test, in this situation you will be patient, you will be sober, because you know everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every great benefit that you get is from Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجَأَرُونَ. Then the damage came to the hardship, return back to your Lord, return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is how we should react towards the ni'am inside our heart. That's why among the dua of Allah, which Allah Azza wa Jalla teach us, taught us, if someone of us drop in a disaster, in a hardship, lost a business, lost a family, lost someone that he loved, Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches this dua: "Al-ladina ida asabatum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Those people, the believers, the great believers, if the disaster reached to them, if anything hardship came to them, they will say, "Inna lillah," we are belong to Allah, and everything from Allah Azza wa Jal. So they patient because of that. This is the understanding you should have it in your heart. That understand the things that you should have, the means that you should practice it through your tongue, is the dua. The dua and the shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for every ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla and you do shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will add you ni'mah. But if you decide to neglect that ni'mah and not to appreciate it from your Lord, Allah Jalla wa Ala will change it and will take it back from you. So be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do dua through shukr to Allah Ta'ala, always thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever came to you, say Alhamdulillah, say shukr lillah. Allah Azza wa Jal yuhibbu alhamd wa yuhibbu shukr. Allah Jalla wa Ala, he love from us to be thankful to him and to do shukr to him. Like qawl Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So always realize this, akhi, and make it always in your tongue. The shukr and the hamd. Among the signs that the person is appreciating the name of Allah Ta'ala, when he's doing a lot of istighfar. When you do a lot of istighfar to your Lord and he asks his forgiveness, it's like you are doing shukr to him, and at the same time you ask him to excuse you, even though he give you this benefit. But sometimes you do back mistakes and sins to your Lord, so you ask him to forgive you. What I mean, ya akhwani fillah, you must understand and realize that sometimes Allah Jalla wa Ala give us a lot of benefits and we are not realizing that we are committing sins in place of thanks him because of the benefit that he gave us. Here we need istighfar more than shukr. We need istighfar more than shukr. That's why sometimes the istighfar include thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla, include praising to Allah Jalla wa Ala. The istighfar itself. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Look what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people. I told you to do istighfar to your Lord, ask forgiveness because he gave you rain, because he gave you this kind of benefit, and that's benefit. See, he asked them to do istighfar because if you do shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal, and at the same time you are committing and sins, it's a kind of conflicting, you are contradicting with yourself. Here, you need the istighfar. So always keep the istighfar and asking forgiveness in your tongue, at the same time of praising him and thanks him for the benefit that he gave you. Through your deeds, through your actions, always, ya akhi, fulfill what Allah Jalla ordered you to do. It's a kind of what? Of forgiveness, ya akhi. It's kind of thankful and pleasing to your Lord. When Allah Jalla wa'ala give you a benefit and you reply it back by practicing his religion. Through your deeds, when Allah give you ni'mah, share it with others. Through your deeds, when Allah Jalla wa'ala give you khair, be generous to others, don't be selfish, because everything is from Allah Jalla wa'ala. قال الله تعالى في وصف المؤمنين ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك المفلحون. This is the summary, my dear brothers, and by this way you perceive the ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala on you. May Allah protect all of us and increase us in all khair and make us from those people who always thankful for him. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan.